Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And today we are continuing our quest to give away a CVA muzzleloader to the fine folks at CVA. And that would be at CVA.com, where you can see all the different muzzleloaders. Are giving away a muzzleloader to one of our lucky listeners. And all you have to do to enter the contest, you don't have to do anything really except call in, leave your name and phone number with our producer, Chris Klaproth, this morning, and go on the air with me. When you leave your phone number, Chris will put you on hold, and then we'll have a conversation when I pick up my line in here. So, cautionary, if you are headed out today, don't. It is raining and freezing. The roads are, if there are any indication of this parking lot, the roads are probably treacherous. You may miss the morning hunt unless you're already there. It is not a good time to be on the highways and byways. Trust me. Even though it's the the opening Saturday of waterfowl, the opening Saturday of muzzleloader season, it's not going to be friendly to your muzzleloader season, to your muzzleloader out there right now. So just give it a few hours if you would. Wait till things warm up a little bit. If you want to hunt in the rain, feel free. But, and I get it, goose hunters. And look, if you're out there and you want to give us a call from the highway, let us know what the report is near you. I'd particularly like to hear reports from the Eastern Shore, Route 50, the major interstates where people are traveling, just so that we know that it's okay. But I can tell you, if the back roads haven't been treated, you're going to be in trouble this morning. Let's talk to Mr. Paul. Maybe we got it. Here he is. Paul in Severn. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you. Somebody asked me, he's a landowner, and he said, can I hunt on my own property without a hunting license?
And the answer is yes. But he does need a hunter safety course, and he does need to go online and get a harvest record card.
Okay. I will let him know that.
Please do.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. We do have a, let's see, what do we got here? Oh, we did have a harvest of 35,000 deer during the firearm season, the two-week firearm season. And 35,078 deer. Total is 12% greater than last year's harvest of 31,304. Fair weather and reduced harvest in September and October contributed to the increase. Over 4,300 deer were taken on the two Sundays during the season. We knew that the early hunt was slow. I mean, first couple of weeks was great, and then the bottom dropped out from the middle of September till the youth season. Hunters reported taking 22,400 antlerless white-tailed deer, which is nearly the double the total of antlered deer. Focusing the harvest on antlerless deer remains a fundamental component of the department's effort to manage the state's deer population. In western Maryland, Region A, 4,018, a slight increase from last year's 3,695. The region's harvest was 2,462 antlered and 1,556 antlerless. Still have that cultural thing in western Maryland. If it's got something sprouted out of its head, no matter how big or small it is, you shoot it because it's a buck. Whitetail deer harvest increased 14% from last year's harvest of 26,364 to 30,000 this year. That region total included 9,722 antlered and 20,278 antlerless deer. Sika deer also increased with 1,060 deer, 487 antlered, 573 antlerless, compared to 975 last year. Hunters responded favorably to the recent liberalization of bag limits for Sika deer. We modified those limits to help reduce and stabilize the deer population, especially where it has caused significant agricultural damage. We got a lot of folks on the line here. Let's talk to Bill in Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Alan.
Are you out there
today?
Are you out there today?
Yeah, I've seen 8 accidents on the Beltway already.
Yeah, great for you. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Everybody's losing their minds out here and driving.
Uh-huh.
50 miles an hour.
Yep, exactly. So I'm guessing you're not hunting this morning.
No, sir. Coming home from work.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, just be careful out there, bud.
Yeah, anybody that doesn't need to go on the road, stay home. It's pretty nasty out.
And, Bill, you are a police officer, so people ought to remember that, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm in shock with people passing me going 50, 60 miles an hour. And then just up the road, I see them in the ditch or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, buddy.
Okay, bud.
All right, stay in touch. Thanks, Bill. See ya.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Tom in Reisterstown. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Alan. I'm good. How are you?
Well, what's up?
I never usually have any hunting stories or stuff when I call in because I'm not a hunter or fisherman.
That's okay.
I shoot paper, but I got one for you. I used to live up in Delta, Pennsylvania. And
right.
I had a neighbor that any story he ever told was greatly embellished. And
no.
Yeah. So for about 8 years, he's telling me about this Delta buck, this big, huge buck that's up there. And I never saw it, And it was in the springtime. I'm coming home one day, and I'm coming up. We lived on a dirt lane about a half mile back in the woods. And I'm thinking, wow, somebody's pony got out. And when I come around the corner, it was this huge deer.
Mm-hmm.
And then that fall in the newspaper, somebody shot it. You know, it had a full rack on it by then.
Yeah.
And they said it was the Delta buck.
Wow, how about that?
I thought it was just his story, but it was really there.
Turned out to be the real deal, huh?
Yep.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
Well, at the risk of being politically incorrect, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hey, not under this new administration, brother. It's
yeah,
back.
That's right.
We're
that's
back
right.
to Merry Christmas, so Merry Christmas, Tom.
Okay, man. Take care.
See you, buddy. There we go. Richard in Kingsville. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you. What's up?
I was just calling to enter your muzzle loading contest.
Sure. Okay.
And to say I appreciate your show every Saturday morning. Something to wake up to.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Right back at you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. There he goes. Natalie in Severn. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, what's going on?
What?
What's going on?
Same old stuff as every morning.
Uh-huh.
Sign Bandit, as always.
All right. Is it wet and slippery out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah, it just picked up within the last 20 minutes, and it's definitely gotten slippery.
Yeah. Well, be careful.
Everybody needs to be safe out on the road.
That's true. We don't want them to run over you.
Nope. Or crash their own vehicles. That
exactly.
Would be bad.
Yep. We'll be careful
anyway,
out there.
Anyway, so last Sunday, I was wishing that you were on the radio Sunday because I saw a deer, and it was huge. It had to have been like 400 pounds. No, it was like 300 pounds, Dad.
What?
No, it had to have been. It was huge.
Okay, it was a big deer. We got it.
Yeah. We got a couple pictures of it, so I'll have to send it to you.
Yeah, why don't you? You want to email it or do you want to text it?
Either one's fine.
Why don't you email it? Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
You got it.
Thanks, Natalie.
You too. Have a good morning.
See you, girl. Say hi to Dad.
Yeah.
There she goes. That leaves all the lines open, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Did you see this story about the deer that got in the home in Frederick County that was on the news? I think it's on our Facebook page on the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And you don't like the way I say coalition, do you?
I hate it.
Why? What do I say? How do I say coalition that bothers you?
I don't know.
Miss Robbins here, folks. Did I tell our listeners that yet?
Nope.
Well, there you are. Why don't you say good morning?
Good morning, everybody.
You get a little closer to the microphone so they can hear your dulcet tones.
Good morning.
That's much better. That's much better. We drove up from the Eastern Shore last night, stayed here right across the driveway, actually, at the Pikesville Doubletree. It was a treacherous
walk.
100-yard walk, wasn't it?
It wasn't fun.
That's when you learn how to stay on the grass and avoid the concrete. I'll tell you, it is very nasty out there. So, hey, while we're talking, anything significant happened to your palate this week?
Okay, you got me to like Sycodere. I actually really liked what you made. And you've been trying for a year and a half.
And I overloaded you on it, didn't I?
No.
This week. Yeah, I did.
I wouldn't give you any of the tenderloin. I ate it all.
No, I know that. Yeah, you did. I want to be kind here. Here's how it happened. We started out. I got my Sycodere back from the butcher, so I left a little bit of it out to thaw. I left a pound out to thaw of burger of ground. So we mixed a pound of Sycodere with a pound of sausage and made chili.
That was amazing.
Sweet chili. I mean, you ever made chili with baked beans and corn? And what else was in there?
Brown sugar. Chili powder.
A little bit of chili powder, dry mustard. But basically a can of corn.
Oh, a box of tomato sauce.
Yeah, tomato sauce. A few ingredients, but very good taste.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we made the Sycodere pork sausage chili, which was magnificent. No matter of fact, I finished it yesterday, all but for lunch. Anyway, so then I made, I left one tenderloin, thaw out one. And now tenderloin on a Sycodere is not big. So we, I took some, I did that the way I love venison. It fried it in butter. And the way you fry deer meat is rare to medium rare.
Good medium rare.
Huh?
It was a really light medium rare.
Yeah. So you basically put the butter in the pan. You put the meat in the butter. You saute it till it browns on one side. You flip it once. And when the blood comes through the other side, it's done. Then you let it rest. And It was like, I don't know, when I reached across to get a little bite of tenderloin, it was like, I want to say Wolverine.
guarding
its den. maybe a close relative like the honey badger or something like that. I'm not sure. But anyway, I got one. She did relent, gave me one tiny little slice of tenderloin. And then, a couple days later, I took the backstrap and butterflied it and dipped it in flour, did an egg wash with a little milk, and then did a shake and bake deal with seasoned Italian breadcrumbs.
It was great.
And fried those in olive oil. And that turned out well. Tom in Earlville, are you hunting this morning, brother?
Yes, I am.
How many you got?
Guys?
Yeah, how many guys? 30, 40, something like that?
They got 10 more minutes to show up, but I'm going to say we're probably going to have, well, the weather's pretty bad.
Yeah.
The roads are kind of slick, so we'll probably have 25 guys out today.
Beautiful. Upper Bay Gun Club, former sponsor, and I'm a member of the Upper Bay Gun Club. Can't wait to get up there and hunt some ducks and geese and turkeys and deer with you guys, or whatever I'm qualified to hunt. That's for sure. So I'll be up there to hunt. So how are things? How was your deer season?
Deer season was good.
Yeah.
Took probably so far 6 mature bucks.
Nice.
Off of 7 farms. Yeah.
Very nice. Good. Yeah, I know you have a number of farms, and you'll still do day hunts, even in the muzzleloader season. If somebody wants to call, they're welcome to do that. Follow you on Facebook, of course. Let me ask, we talked during the early goose season, and you had surprising success in that week prior to deer season. You've got plenty of birds. I mean, I deer hunt right there where you are in Earlville, not far from there. And, you know, I hear the swans, I hear the geese, I hear the snows. I hear all of it going over when I'm in a deer stand. And, I mean, I'm right on the marsh, so I even hear the ducks feeding in the morning. So it's pretty cool. But,
I'm not a biologist, but I, just by what I see, I think the migration is stronger this year and earlier this year than we've had in the last four.
Really? Well, we've had some awful weather up north. Of course, we've had some awful weather in the past up north that especially last year, that did not do what it was supposed to do. We had that real early snowstorm in New York, if you recall, last year, and didn't really push any birds down. But I think the extended amount of cold weather and nasty weather has helped us with the migration for sure.
Yep.
So. Yes, indeed. Well, good. All right, brother. Everything else going on?
Everything's good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Well,
we're expecting to have a pretty good day with
the weather, even despite the weather. Well, I mean, you know,
yeah,
goose hunting is
trying to get to every location safely.
Oh yeah, that's the idea. Sure. Yeah, we'll get them out there and get them safe and send me a picture.
All right.
Sounds good. Everything else working out just fine. Good seeing you the other day. And
good to see you.
Yes, sir. And there was some good mojo going on right now. I made some good connections while we were there and talked to a couple people, so it was a very nice day. So you be careful out there, my friend.
All right,
Tom. Thanks, buddy.
Take care. Have a great day.
All right, see you. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes, Tom Slavin, Upper Bay Gun Club. I think we'll take our first break right now. What do you think, Chris? Should we take our first break right now? Well, when we do, I'm going to do this. Morning, John B. Let's see. I got to find this to help out a little bit. Where are we? Where is that email from? There it is. Okay. I want to talk about the NRA show, the Great American Outdoor Show, here for a minute. And there it is, the 2017 Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th, 2017, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the world's largest consumer outdoor show. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet. With over 1,100 exhibitors, you'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. Now, I just got news the other day from their promotions people that there's going to be the NRA Country Concert at the Great American Outdoor Show, featuring Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith, with special guest Tara Thompson, none of whom I know. Saturday, February 11th, 2017, doors open at 6:30. That sounds like the way to go out. On the next to the last day. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. If you'd like to get tickets for the concert or for the Great American Outdoor Show, and for more information on the world's largest outdoor show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing. On the web at Hafer'sGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, we're back. How about that? I was talking to Robin off the air there. Well, hey, it's Winter Gunderland. Yeah, that's right. It's a wonderland of deals on rebates on Browning rifles and shotguns up to $100. It ends the end of this month, so you can save big with a $100 rebate on all the shotguns. All the shotguns, including the A5, the Maxis, the Gold Light 10, the BT-99, the 725 Sporting Clay Saturi, the BPS Pump. $100 rebate on all Remington shotguns. $75 rebate on the X-Bolt rifles. That's the extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting rifle with the adjustable feather trigger. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It's the X-Bolt. And then don't forget the new X-Bolt Hell's Canyon Speed. Boy, that's a pretty one. I saw Ralph, what's his name, on the choice the other day, shoot a bear in Canada with one of those Hell's Canyon Speeds. It was a nice rifle. Very nice, good-looking rifle. $50 rebate on the A-Bolt 3. That's that special firearms package I've been telling you about, that bolt-action walnut stock, blued barrel and receiver with the factory-mounted Nikon Buckmaster 4-12. Available in 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington Mag, and 300 Win Mag. $50 rebate on that. And on the 1911 22 pistols, and finally a $25 rebate on Buckmark pistols. And all these fine Browning firearms are available at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Open 7 days a week, all major credit cards, and they got a great gunsmith, too.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
All right. We're, all so we're back. Oh, come on. I've had enough of Grandma.
Drunk. Don't make fun of Grandma.
Look, the woman gets drunk, okay? She knows it's Christmas time. She knows there are reindeer in the area, okay? And it's the rut. So
it's all you think about is the rut.
Sometimes. Possibly. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Our buddy John B. said hi.
Good morning, John B. How you doing?
You were supposed to say good morning, old man John B.
I will
John
not call
B.
him old man, no.
He calls himself that. So anyway, out of Frederick, here, this happened the other day. A Maryland teenager shot and killed a deer inside his house after it busted through the family's front door and ransacked their home. If you saw the video, it's pretty funny. Did you see this? Ryan Manchester said he thought someone was trying to break into his home on December 5th when he heard banging at the door and said he found a fully grown deer had broken down the door and was ransacking the living room trying to break out through a window. He recorded video showing the deer trying to escape, knocking over the family Christmas tree and causing other damage. So there's the video. He then called his father and 911 before getting his father's gun and shooting the animal between the eyes from behind his living room couch. The thing's behind the Christmas tree, right? And it's going back and forth, and it's trying, banging at a window, trying to get out. You know, and it knocks the Christmas tree down and then heads out in the hall, and it's trying to get out through every window.
Tore up the kitchen, too.
Yeah, it made a mess.
The kid kept his head about it.
He did keep his head. He called 911.
He called his dad and asked permission. I thought that was
cool. It was very cool. We wanted to find out where the key to the gun cabinet was. So now the dad's going to have to find a new place to hide the key. But that's understandable. Who knows how many other kids are in the house? You know what I mean. So anyway, he calls his dad, and he told 911, he said, should I shoot the deer? And he said, they didn't tell me I couldn't. Well, he took action into his own hands, you know, so he kind of comes out from behind the couch, and here comes the deer right at him. Now he's got the 9mm pistol, and he told the news media, he said, yeah, pistol's kind of a piece of junk, you know. So who knows what kind of low-end, you know, 9mm the dad bought. But, you know, he's got it loaded up, and he hits a deer right between the eyes and knocks it down and then shoots it again, which I thought was sensible, you know, to put the poor
kid
deer.
Kid did everything right.
Poor deer out of its misery. DNR came by, gave him a tag for it, you know, if he wanted to keep it. And I don't know if they'll utilize the meat or not, but what a situation. You know, well, it doesn't say if he has a hunting license or doesn't have a hunting license. I think at that point, it doesn't really matter, does it? No, you've got an animal invader in your home, and you know. So,
did you see why he thought the deer came in and broke in the door?
Yeah, there was something about the Christmas tree smelled like
deer urine.
Deer urine. Well, it's the rut.
Well, banged that door twice and then broke it down.
I know. Why? I don't know.
It's the rut.
It must be the rut. So anyway. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We would love to hear from you. Get your name on the muzzleloader contest. We talked to last week's winner the other day and got his address, and he's all happy to go with that. Our buddy Mark won that. Mark's been listening here for a long, long time. So anyway. So what do you think? Any comments on the record? Well, not a new record, really, but the uptick in the deer harvest. Any comments on any stuff? I mean, we could do the poacher thing, but really it's not a poacher report. It's more of a dumbass report. Some guy in Allegheny County shot at a robo deer and got, you know, across the road, pulled up in his pickup truck, bang. They arrested him, you know, big deal. So. Yikes. But please be careful out there. Please call us if you want to give us an updated weather report for wherever you are. But do not risk using your phone while you're trying to navigate traffic. Unless you're already in the ditch, then you can call us and we'll go from there. Let's talk to John in Dundalk. Good morning, John. How are you?
Okay. I've got a topic that I've been thinking about for years here.
Okay.
And it's out of state license.
Yeah, what about
hunting license?
Yeah.
My question to you is, how is the monies appropriated to federal lands like Blackwater Wildlife Refuge, which is a federal property? Does that money come from the Rogers and Pittman Act or state funds? How is that?
Well, the National Wildlife Refuge Program is a federal project. It's not,
okay.
Even though it's in within the state. And the Pittman-Robertson funds, which is the Wildlife Restoration Fund, I'm not sure how each state, you know, we have another National Wildlife Refuge out there.
My question is this. If we have properties all over the United States that are federal properties,
right.
Bureau of Land Management, whatever, and guys travel from different states. A man comes from Florida and goes to Colorado or Texas, and he goes to Oregon, whatever.
Yeah, I get it.
And when he goes to those states, he has to buy it out of state hunting license.
That's correct.
And he's going to only hunt federal property.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to put this out to the guys and see what they think about it. What would be the possibility of instituting a federal hunting license that you buy through the federal government that allows you to hunt any federal property in the United States, and which would have nothing to do with the state license? Does that seem feasible, and would it save hunters money because they wouldn't have to buy a out-of-state hunting license, which are very expensive sometimes?
Yeah, that's true.
I said this to one of the guys that worked for the state
DNR.
Well, they didn't like it too much because they were going to be their monies were going to be cut.
Yeah, exactly.
What do the guys think about that?
Well, you mentioned the Pittman-Robertson Wildlife Restoration Fund, which is just briefly to explain to the listeners is a federal tax that's already on firearms, ammunition, archery tackle, and other things. It's applied at the factory level. It's applied at the manufacturing level. Manufacturers pay that tax and, of course, pass that on to the wholesale and retail. End result is we pay that 11% excise tax. All that money goes into a fund. Manufacturers give that to the Internal Revenue Service as part of their tax structure. And then at the end of the year, the federal,
But how is that money distributed equally?
It's distributed based on number of hunting licenses in each state. That's part of the formula. So when you're taking those numbers away from the individual states and giving it to the feds, then the states tend to lose out on a percentage of the money.
It would seem like the state of Pennsylvania, which has a million hunting licenses?
Right,
we derive more monies.
They do
than the state of Colorado.
Well, they probably do derive more money based on the number of hunting licenses. I don't have it in front of me, but it's readily available. If you look at Wildlife Restoration Fund, Robin, Google Wildlife Restoration Fund, and we'll be able to tell you. I think Maryland gets somewhere between 6 and 7 million. But again, it's not just based on licenses. It's based on national firearms sales, national ammunition sales, national archery tackle sales, that type of thing. You know.
But bottom line is what do you think?
I don't have an opinion on it one way or the other. Although I do see the state's point that we have a tremendous out-of-state population that comes to Maryland to harvest our deer and our waterfowl, and if that's 2,000 licenses, then that's 2% of the funds that would be cut. 2% of $6 million, $7 million is a chunk of change that they can use for...
What does the state do? Let's take the state of Maryland. What does the state of Maryland do to support a properties like Blackwater Wildlife Refuge, which is federal? Where does any money from the state come from that? None.
I can't say that. I don't know if you can or not.
Neither can I. I'm trying to put out feelers here and find out.
Yeah, well, why don't you do this, John? Send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will pass that on to the proper people and get the right answers for you.
Okay.
Ask all your questions. Make all your proposals. Put it in an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. It's on the website. Thanks. See ya. There he goes. Paul, good morning. How are you? Thanks for calling in. What's up?
Hey, Alan. I talked to you first thing. This is Paul again.
Yeah.
You're asking about the weather.
Yeah.
100 East is shut down at Arundel Mills Boulevard due to a bad accident.
Mm-hmm.
And the westbound side is getting all backed up with all the rubberneckers.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads are very, very slick.
Mm-hmm. So stay the hell off the roads if you can. I got it.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right.
All right, Paul. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Where are you? Are you cutting off there and going back home?
Not yet. I still got probably about a half an hour, 45 minutes to go before I can go home.
Yeah. No way around it, huh?
Nope. No way around it. I just... going slow, taking my time.
All you can do. All right, brother.
Be safe.
Yep, be safe out there.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Alice in Dundalk. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Well. Well, thank you. Thank you.
I have a question. My friend's husband passed away and left this gun collection and knife collection, and she's trying to figure out how to sell that or...
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know who, we don't know who to call.
All right, well, you called the right person. Okay.
Okay.
Did Chris get your number, Alice?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Make a little star and put gun estate or something right beside that, and I'll call you either today or later this week. Probably won't be today, but I'll call you by the first of the week, and we'll figure it out.
Oh, great! Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, there's a couple things she can do, okay? She can go to the local gun shop, but she's not going to get any money, okay?
Right.
So there's some...
that's what we're afraid of. She's going to get ripped off.
Yeah, so there's some other alternatives.
Okay.
Okay?
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Alice.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And John in North Carolina. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Talk to your brother?
Yeah, I did. before I forget, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he called me last week and told me he won one. And, you know, I used mine this year. I think I won mine 2 years ago, but didn't have time to use it till last year.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry. I won it.
Last year and didn't use it till this year.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That was it. And,
but you did use it. That's the point.
It was fantastic. it's easy to clean and it's easy to maintain.
Right.
And
that the CVA, I'll tell you, with
yeah,
that
it was
with
a
that
CVA Optima stainless.
Yeah.
And I used Blackhorn 209 in it, so it made it even easier to work with.
Did you order and the black? Did you order the Blackhorn 209 breech plug?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I had read that you had to use that to make it reliable. And a friend of mine tried to shortcut it. He tried Blackhorn without ordering a special plug and was having misfire trouble.
Really? Was he really? That's interesting.
That's what he told me. And I said, well, you know, they make a special breech plug, and there must be a reason.
Yeah.
And, of course, the configuration is way different.
Yes, indeed.
So I bought that, put it in, and... you know, within a couple of shots, I had it zeroed, and the only thing that I told you have to get used to is not spit patching. You know, it seems so unusual to treat it almost like a modern gun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But the reliability and accuracy is fantastic.
And yes, it is.
Maintenance is easy.
Yeah, I love that you can unscrew the breech plug with your fingers.
Oh yeah,
and if you can't. They got that little angle iron in the kit. You can use that. They've made accommodations for you to turn the breech plug out. If you replace the breech plug with a 209 deal, that's the best right there. I use 209 in the in my Acura mountain rifle and haven't had a misfire yet with it. And Jacob, I love that rifle. It just carries so nicely and shoots so well. And I have that one and another brand that I take with me. And I say, here, Jake, take this TC. He goes, no, I want that other one. I haven't shot my own Acura at a deer yet, but that's coming. So, because I did order another one, I ordered another Acura muzzle, an Acura mountain rifle, which is just a dream to carry. It's a little shorter, and it just shoots fantastic. But yeah, I can't say enough about CVA.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed muzzleloader season.
Sure.
This just makes it a lot easier to deal with. You know, I loaded it, I shot a buck with it,
yeah,
and reloaded, and I didn't bother to shoot it out. I just carried it another 10 days.
Yeah.
And at the end, you know, you just take your fingers, you know, shot it out 10 days later.
Yeah.
Take your fingers, take the breech plug out.
Yeah.
Clean out. It was trivial.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was really nice.
Yeah.
Good. And I'm sure Mark's going to like his, too.
I know he will, indeed. Very nice. John?
And on that happy,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that mostly it's all about the message of the season, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's.
That's true, and Robin and I both say that all the time. It's the message of the season. It's the real reason for the season, and everything else is foo-foo-rah.
Yep.
Yeah, and you're the one who got me into this whole hunting thing.
That's what I heard. Yeah, indeed. Well, good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And I'll tell you, try that recipe with, you can do it with steaks or backstrap. I like it with backstrap. You just heat up your olive oil. You take your steaks or your backstraps. You can coin them or you can butterfly them. Sick of deer is a little smaller backstrap, so I butterflied them. You dredge them in a little flour and then egg wash and then put them in a bag with just regular, you can do regular breadcrumbs. I like the Italian seasoned breadcrumbs right from the cardboard tube. Put them in there and shake them up a little bit, make sure they're well breaded, and drop them down in that olive oil. Turn them once, and you want them medium. You don't want them necessarily rare, but medium is good. And you will enjoy a beautiful tender piece of venison.
He was so happy. I liked it.
Yes, I was very. So enjoy.
Well, that's great.
Well, when I was a kid. The very first time I tasted venison, and I said this before, but I grew up in a nursing home, not as a patient, but my father was an administrator of a nursing home, superintendent. And
yeah, you used to hang with the maintenance fellows.
Maintenance guys, yeah. Well, one of the guys that was a nurse's aide, you would call it now, worked in the men's dorm down in the basement of the building, which was a nicely equipped dorm, but that's where the little worse patients were as far as their health was concerned. And this guy was an outdoorsman, man. I mean, he was a deer hunter. He'd go out and catch big old 50-pound snapping turtles and bring them into work with him and tie them to the table leg down and set them on display. And I mean, they were just guys, rural guys that love to hunt and fish. Anyway, Jack was in the kitchen of the nursing home one night. Got in there after hours, after everybody closed down. He had a big old frying pan with butter and deer steaks. And I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm making a deer steak." I said, "Can I have a bite?" And he gave me one, and oh my gosh, that was you never forget that. Perfect, perfectly cooked. So. All right, brother. Thank you, John. Merry Christmas to you. Stay in touch.
I will, and good luck the rest of the season.
You too. Happy New Year. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. There he goes. All right. Let's see. No callers on the line, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be. 410 WCBM 680. And while you're calling, I'm going to prepare to tell you about the NRA's Great American Outdoor Show as soon as I find the commercial message. I lose my commercials all the time. You know that.
I know.
They're all here in one little place, though. That's a good thing. Look at that. What'd you do with it, Chris?
It's your fault, Chris.
You know, they're having a concert at the NRA country NRA country concert at the Great American Outdoor Show, featuring Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith, with a special guest star of Tara Thompson. That's going to be Saturday, February 11th, 2017. Doors open at 6:30. And that's all at the 2017 Great American Outdoor Show, which starts February 4th and runs through the 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The world's greatest, largest consumer outdoor show, a nine-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet at the Farm Show Arena. With 1,100 exhibitors, you'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 4 through 12 in Harrisburg. For more details and tickets for the concert and everything else, you will find it all online at Great American Outdoors, Great American Outdoor Show. GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
A winter weather advisory is still in effect until noon today. There will be the potential for an early mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain, and that may lead to some slick conditions, especially on bridges and overpasses, so use caution and hang out early. This will all change to rain into the afternoon, the high of 47. Some isolated showers tonight with a low of 43, and a wet end of the weekend tomorrow, windy with rain and an early high near 60. Then temperatures will fall through the afternoon as colder air moves in. Monday, sunny and colder, with a high reaching the mid-30s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Redneck Blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, Hafer's Guns. Hafer'sGuns.com, Class 3 Firearms, Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at Hafer'sGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Well, that ended quickly, didn't it? Excuse me. Hey, we got Ed in Baltimore City. Let's talk to Ed. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. What's going on?
Just hanging out at the house.
I got it. Well, stay off the road. We got a message from our buddy Chuck that said he's there too. What's your subject, Ed? We're running out of time.
Well, I've been out of town for the last 4 months, so I ain't been out in the woods, but I hope to get out there on Monday.
Well, good for you, buddy. Good for you. So, all right. Well, enjoy your day out there on Monday. Give us a report back next week.
Sure will.
Thank you. See you.
Right, thanks.
Well, there's the music. How about that? Robin is extremely technologically capable here. She wound up with getting me the grant programs for the Pitt and Robertson fund. And is the chart there somewhere?
The chart's not, but the it doesn't have the whole formula. It just has how it's figured out.
All right.
Here it is. Wait, I found it.
All right. We'll do it next hour. Folks, stay tuned for how wildlife funds are distributed. Now get out, stay out. Please stay safe and stay the hell off the roads.